Just reach out your hands like this. Father, let them feel it right now. Let their hands begin to glow. Let their hands begin to glow. Fire on your hands. Fire on their hands. Fire of healing. Fire of healing. Now, as you begin to sense this, I want you to put your left hand on your chest area. When you begin to feel it, and just raise your right hand up toward heaven. Wow. Right now, there's a tremendous healing anointing in this room right now. There's tremendous healing in this room for 100% breathing, 100% lung capacity, 100% breathing, 100% lung capacity in the name of Jesus. 100%. 100%. I break every assignment of the enemy off of you. Off your mind, your dreams, your emotions. I just see you stepping into a new place. A new place of visibility. Because what you have is so dynamic. And we just call to that. Come forth. Come forth. Come forth in the name of Jesus. I break every lie, known, unknown, conscious, unconscious, against you. That you can't, or you won't, or you don't, or you don't have it, you don't have enough, you're not good enough, you're not talented enough. Lies, lies, lies. They're broken off of you today. They're broken off of you today. I cut off you any attachment to any form of depression and oppression, known or unknown. Cut off today in the name of Jesus. I cut this cord. I break this chain. We cut this thing genetically. We cut it chemically in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father, right now, I release the power of heaven into this precious young lady. The power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit elevating you. All the lies are broken, exposed. We expose every light. We expose every darkness to the light. And when we see it, it has to flee. In your light, we see light. In your light, we see light. In this light we're seeing right now, every lie is being exposed. Now, saints, I want you to begin to look. Look in your own heart right now. Look in your own life. See, there is a prophetic mantle here, a seer mantle, and that means there is a supernatural ability to see. And when the light comes on, we can see the lie. And when the lie is exposed, it loses its power. In Jesus' name. Honey, that's happening to you. My dear blonde sister in the black shirt in the back row. God is exposing lies in your heart right now. Because the enemy knows that once you get the revelation that you're dangerous. You are dangerous. And today it's coming alive in you. Every lie is being exposed in your heart and in your mind and in your life. In Jesus' name. Honey, I just want you to receive that. The power of heaven, 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 Lord. In Jesus' name, the power of heaven, my dear. The lie is exposed. The enemy is a liar. And today, I take authority over that lie. The lie is that you're not wanted. That's a lie. And that lie is being exposed right now. And I command it as a man of God, broken off of you. Broken off your spirit, your soul, your body, your mind, your will, and your emotions. I break it off you now. In Jesus' name. You need to hear this in your spirit, man. You are wanted. God says, I want you. And I have purchased you. And you are mine. Now, Father, let the power of the Holy Spirit activate the truth. The truth is, you are wanted. And today, your life changes. You're going to walk out of these doors with your head held high because you're wanted. So, honey, I want you to just take a stand with me for a second. And I want you to just raise your hand up high and say this out loud. I am wanted.
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 Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ
wants me.
Wants me.
And I receive it.
And I receive it.
And I am.
What he says,
I am.
In Jesus'
name. Honey, the power of the Holy Spirit is releasing you. The power of the Holy Spirit is releasing you. Now I want you to do something for me. I want you to look at me. Look me right in the eye. Get used to that. Because you're going to look at people. You're going to introduce yourself. Hi. This is who I am. You're not doing this. You're not doing this. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. You're doing this. Because you know who you are. That you are wanted of God. You are gifted of God. You are precious of God. In the name of Jesus. And I seal this, my dear, with the blood of the Lord Jesus. I seal this today. Listen. God is saying this. The days of running are over. You don't need to run anymore. But you can now rest in the power of my love. So I release that to you in Jesus' name. So Father, I seal this, that my young sister will walk in the freedom of knowing she is wanted from this day forward in Jesus' name. Honey, do you believe that? Do you receive this? Walk in this. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you that it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Brother, you are a vessel of wisdom. I want you to come with me for a minute, would you? Just walk up here. Because I have to show you something. I've got to show you something special about you. Got to show you. Come over here. Something special about you. Got to show you something special about you. All right. See this? Pot. All right. I was here. Well, maybe here. But I was here. I was looking at this. And God began to show me you. See that? That's a picture of you. Poured out. And growth. This is a sign. A sign. A symbol. Of your life and ministry. As you have poured out yourself, you have laid yourself out on the ground, which is a sign of brokenness and humility, willing to be poured out, willing to humble yourself, willing to fall prostrate before God. And this is growth that's come out of you. See, the vision is that the growth came out of the vessel. The vision isn't someone shoved those in there. Are you with me, somebody? Are you with me, somebody? Growth came out of the vessel. They weren't shoved in the hole. This is a picture of you. And what God's just showing you is an image, a token of what you've done and what's to come. You are a picture, a vessel of wisdom. So don't think about giving up or quitting or stopping. Because God's going to pour you in to vessels. God's going to pour you into vessels. And I'm speaking strength over you. Psalm 91:16. That with long life, God will satisfy you and show you His salvation. I speak strength into the core of your being. Every system of your body, be strong. Be strengthened in the name of the Lord Jesus. Renew the youth like the eagle in the name of Jesus. My brother, the wisdom that you carry, I honor you as a man of God. I honor you as an elder, as a statesman. But I see you. And this setting that I see you in is extremely powerful. Because it's an ancient library with stained glass windows. And the light shines in from the stained glass. And you're sitting at an ancient desk. And there are volumes of books stacked up. But the books that are behind you are voluminous. And there's one candlestick that's lit. One candle. It speaks of your single-mindedness for the things of God. Because you have the potential to excel in numerous areas. You are gifted. But you have chosen to focus on one area. And all that wisdom and all that revelation needs to be poured out into the younger generation. So I'm just speaking into that today to refire the passion to pour this out, and that God will supernaturally make a way, open a door, an avenue for you to pour in and disciple this next generation of leaders. Brother, I speak into that today. And I believe it for you. And I'm agreeing with you. In the name of Jesus. This is a powerful moment right here. And Father, we're in agreement that you're going to bring this wisdom, this oil. There's oil in you. Oil is expensive. The anointing of God will cost you everything. I want you to think about something. Gethsemane was the garden that Jesus came to that place. He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. Physically, capillaries began to burst in his forehead under the pressure and the strain of becoming sin. But Gethsemane means olive press. The oil comes from olives that have been pressed. This man has been pressed. broken, spilled out. But you carried the most valuable commodity on the planet. The single most valuable commodity on this planet is the anointing of His presence. And people that are truly anointed have been broken, have been crushed, have been squeezed, have been pressed, and it cost them everything. People can say, oh wow, they're anointed. No, that was just a physical charisma that hyped us up. Friend, the anointing is when you walk in the room and the air around you moves. When you walk in the room and the Acts 5:15 shadow anointing comes off of you and people are healed in your presence. The anointing of God is when lives are transformed by the power of the God within and upon us. Oh God, that's what we desire today. To be men and women of the true and genuine presence. So Father, we just release this today. We speak this today. We activate this today. And we thank You for this today. In the powerful name of Jesus. And all those that agree said amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, my friend. You may be seated. Thank you. The power of heaven is moving in this room. And I want you to begin to see for yourself. You know, there's something that I've learned a long time ago. And you may not hear this from a lot of prophets and prophetic people. But the big deal isn't for me or someone else to come along and tell you something or show you something. The big deal is when you see it for yourself. Nathanael comes to Jesus. And Jesus says, oh, I saw you under the fig tree. And he says, you're the Son of God. Jesus says, you think that's a big deal? He says, you are going to see the heavens open. You are going to see the angels of heaven ascending and descending on the Son of Man. See, it's one thing for somebody to say something over you, but it's another thing when you see it. Because the truth is, you have to go home to your house and live your life. And until you see it for yourself, you'll never become who you really are. So I pray, oh God, open our eyes. Open my eyes to see. Because once I see it, then I can live it. And you can only live it to the level that you've seen it. Oh God, open our eyes this morning. Open my eyes. Show me the revelation of the greatest mystery. You know what the greatest mystery is today? You. The true revelation of your unique identity. And when that comes alive in you, nobody can talk you out of it. That's why you have to see it for yourself. And that's the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Ephesians 1:17-18. I want to encourage you to pray that prayer on a continual basis. I want you to continue to pray, oh God, anoint my eyes and let me see. Because the more you see, the more you'll be what you've seen. Hallelujah. I want you to see something with me. open your Bible or your phone or your pad or your tab or your nook or your crook. 1 Kings 19. How you feeling here? Feeling good?
Yeah.
The power of heaven is moving in your life. The power of heaven is surging in your life. I believe for a total cleansing, a body chemistry, chemical cleansing in the name of Jesus. A cleansing of your body, a cleansing of your blood, a cleansing of your body chemistry. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for every internal organ functioning, every gland secreting, every hormone in perfect balance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to just rest. If you'd like to be seated there or here, that's fine. But just rest. Just rest in His presence. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. 1 Kings chapter 19. Let's pick it up in verse 15. God gives the prophet a specific assignment. Now, I want you to put yourself here in his position for a minute. Because God is giving you a specific assignment. And I'm praying today that God will give us eyes to see and ears to hear that specific assignment. Because you have to remember, there's something that you're called to do that only you can do the way you do it, and nobody can do what you do. People say, well, you know, if you don't do what you're called to do, then God will raise somebody else up. Impossible. Because nobody can do what you do the way you do it. And if you don't do what you're called to do, it won't get done. You got to hear that. What does that do? It elevates the worth of every single individual. Please hear me this morning, in your spirit. If you don't do what you were created to do, it will never be done, ever. We weren't mass-produced. We're individually, fearfully, and wonderfully made. Did we not sing it this morning? You got to hear that. If I don't do what I was created to do, it will never be done. What does that do? Elevates the worth of every single individual. And it multiplies the magnitude of every single person's calling and destiny in this room right here for the sake of the kingdom. So God gives the prophet a specific assignment. He says in verse 15, the Lord said to him, go return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. Specific instruction. When thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. Number one. I'm sending you to anoint two kings and a prophet. I'm sending you to anoint two kings and a prophet. Specific instructions. I'm sending you to anoint two kings and a prophet, but not just any prophet. Your successor. Think about this. You know, it's one thing to anoint a king or anoint another prophet in the multitude of prophets and the schools of the prophets. But when you realize you have a dawning, awakening moment, I'm leaving. I'm leaving for good. And God says, I want you to anoint the man to take your place. Anoint the man to take your place. Now we're getting into a place of mentoring. Because it's one thing just to anoint people to do the work. But it's another to anoint somebody to take over for you. Because what you're literally doing is you're anointing somebody else to be you when you're gone. And that's what Jesus did. He anointed us to be him in the earth. As he is, so are we in this world. 1 John 5:18. So he sends him to anoint his successor. So Elijah knows who he is. Let's move on here. He said, Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah. How was that for a name? But in this passage is maybe one of the greatest revelations of the heart of the prophet. And I want to encourage you as students of the Word of God to press into every detail. Prophets and prophetic people understand details. There are no meaningless details in the Word of God. This is why every single thing in your dream is critical to the whole dream. Every single color, every single image, every single thing, every single person, every single thing in the dream is crucial to the whole dream. Don't leave out any details. God is a God of details. And prophets and prophetic people are all about the details. So we go deeper. Because in this revelation, he shows us the heart of the man to take the greatest prophet on the planet's place. Elisha. Elisha, name. God is salvation. But wait. If you order now, there's more. Here's the more. God is deliverance. Salvation is deliverance. Deliverance is freedom. But take a minute here. And as students in this room, take off the prefix and take off the suffix and look at the word in the middle of the word. What is it, brother? Live. D. Rents. Live. What's the heart of the word deliverance? Live. What's he saying? You're going to be a prophet of life. Prophets release life. They activate life. God's all about life. Jehovah is deliverance. That's your name, because that's your identity, because that's your purpose, because that's your destiny. I tell people, please search out your name. Search out your parents' names. Search out the place you were born. Please hear me, somebody. Don't you think that God is awesome enough to get you to the place that you need to come into the earth from? Did you ever think about Jesus? God uses the government to get Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. We've all seen the Passion plays. We've heard the story of Mary bumping along on the back of the donkey, and the uncomfortable ride, no room in the inn. It was on purpose. God had to get Jesus to Bethlehem. He had to be born in that place. The bread of life, John 6:35, had to come forth in the house of bread, Bethlehem. It's no accident. It's no accident that you were born where you were born to. Search it out. Search it out, church. What's it going to do? It's going to reveal things about you. It's going to reveal things about you. Remember, Proverbs 25:2, it's the glory of God to conceal or hide a thing, but the glory of kings is to search it out. Somebody, get ready to do some searching. It's time to search. That the mysteries become revelation when we see them. Think about this, church. The word revelation, the book of the Revelation, apocalypse, simply means to take off the lid and look inside. When you get a nice, big, new, shiny jar of Skippy peanut butter, extra double chunky, you gotta screw off the lid, somebody. Are you with me, somebody? You gotta screw off the lid and get the biggest fork you can find or spoon. You have to take off the lid to look inside. That's revelation. To take off the lid. So I want to encourage you to find out your name, your parents' names, where you were born, the day, the time, the month, the hour. It's not coincidental. It's on purpose. God birthed you and God birthed me at the exact place, at the exact time, with the exact parents, in the exact geographical location, in the exact season, the exact historical moment, on purpose. Did you ever think about what was happening the year you were born? You ever gone back and studied out the year, the month, the day, the time? Do it and watch what God will do. Watch what God will do. See, one of the powerful things that I have discovered in my life, that I was born on 9/29/62 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, during the time of Catherine Kuhlman's ministry in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. God has given me a healing and miracle ministry. You have to study out your name, the names of your parents. You're born of someone on purpose. In a place. In a city. In a state. In a region. On purpose. Don't ever think that was an accident or a coincidence. Because there is revelation in that for you. Personal revelation. Now watch this. He says, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah. Now, two things here. Born of Shaphat. Shaphat means judge. Judgment. Has judged, past judgment. But the revelation of it is a judicial aptitude. The ability to judge or rule or oversee or have power or jurisdiction. Remember, there's a ditch on both sides of the road. Many prophets today want to live in the ditch of judgment. They're always looking for what's wrong with you, brother. And they have two brothers that follow them around everywhere. Nitpicker and fault finder. Always looking for what's wrong with people. With a scowl on their face and anger in their voice. And there is a judgmental aspect, a corrective aspect to true, proven, seasoned, relational prophets in the body of Christ that are in covenant relationship with the house of God. And I would say for years. Let me give you an example. Let's just say, hypothetically, that God shows me something for this house or for a person here that I believe is a word of correction that needs to be fixed. I would never, could never, stand here and blast this audience. I'll tell you why. I have never built this audience. What does that mean? I have no legal right to tear down what I've never built up. I have no right, no authority to correct you, instruct you, rebuke you until I've loved you and built you. Please hear that. Because you have people running around all over the country saying they're prophets and want to rebuke you and correct you and point their finger at you. Have they built me? Have they loved me? Have they poured into me? Secondly, if that was the case, it is my place to come to the authorities, tell the authorities what I feel, what I perceive, what I sense, and leave it at that. You see, one of the revelations of the prophet is the watchman on the wall. The watchman sees the future and he tells the authority down below, it's up to them. It's up to them to lock the gates, open the gates, muster the troops, prepare for the king. Very important we hear this. Because you have people running around as prophets, rebuking and correcting and chastising and calling out sins and bringing rebuke on people. I remember one time I ministered to a woman prophetically and God began to show destiny and purpose and her future and what she could become. Afterwards, I was accused of being a false prophet because I didn't call out the woman's sin. But what I found out is when God reveals destiny and purpose to you, you'll say, I don't even want what I thought I had to have. When your eyes are open to the goodness of God, it changes your life forever. So please hear that today. Don't let anybody tear you down. Don't let anybody rebuke you. Don't let anybody rip you up if they haven't poured love into you. And if they do correct you, and if they do instruct you, and if they do chastise you, look and see if there's any tears streaming down their face. Because if I did correct you, and if I did rebuke you, and if I did have to do that, I would do it with a broken heart of love and compassion for you, as you would for me. Judge. That's one side. But on the other side, he said of Abel Mehola, that's the meadow of dancing. It's the meadow of rejoicing. What do we have here? Perfect balance. It's not all judgment. It's not all rejoicing. It's a perfect balance. This is the man to take your place. What's God showing us today? That as prophetic people, we're about to embrace a fresh wind of the prophetic anointing in our life. We're going to receive today in this atmosphere a fresh importation of the prophetic anointing. I'm believing for that. So God's preparing us so we can come to a place of balance in our lives. That we have both sides, both ends, both wings of the eagle. How many ready to soar like an eagle this morning? I love eagles. Look at this now. Let me skip on down to verse 19. 1 Kings 19:19. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. Now, I don't have time to go through all this today, and I won't. But I just want to deposit some thoughts in you and pour some salt on your tongue. So on three, I want everybody to stick your tongue out. One, two, three. Lord, I salt the tongues of your people. I pour salt on your tongue today to make you thirsty for the word.
My God, Harriet, you told him to stick your tongue out in church.
Thirsty to dig for yourself. Thirsty to get into this passage. Thirsty to get into this book. Thirsty to get into these truths. Thirsting. The signs of a good teacher isn't how much information they can cram in the cranium of their students. It's how thirsty they can make them to study for themselves. So I want you to study this passage out and look at Elisha as yourself. But the point I want to make before we pray is this. He found the man working. Now, a lot of people hate this passage. Because Elisha had a job. And amazingly, when you study the first book of the Bible, you realize the first thing that God gave man was a job, then a wife. Isn't that amazing? So women, make sure your man has a job before you become his wife. And everybody said amen. Elijah was industrious. He's working in the field. Elisha wasn't afraid to get dirty. He wasn't afraid to get stinky. Because without painting you a picture, if you are working an ox, you're not looking at the front end of the ox. Therefore, if you're not gazing at the front end, therefore you're not smelling from the front end either. It's a dirty job. It's a nasty job. It's a stinky job. So is ministry. True prophets, prophetic people, true ministers of God aren't afraid to get down and dirty, even when it gets stinky and messy. This was a physical representation of a spiritual truth. The man that God had chosen was industrious in the field. So here's a man, by all common knowledge, is wealthy, powerful, has authority, 12 yoke of oxen. He's plowing with the 12th. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes a man. And the Bible shows us something I believe is very powerful, that he cast this mantle upon him. But notice he says, and Elijah passed by him. Elijah passed by him. And he cast the mantle. Let me take object A from my lovely assistant. He walks by, he casts the mantle, and he keeps going. What happened? He didn't beg the man to follow him. He didn't coerce the man, manipulate the man. Oh, God said you have to do this. He just touched him, and he kept walking. But here's the beauty of it. Elisha tasted what he could become. Just a taste of what he could become if he was willing to follow. God gives us a taste of what we can become. And that taste is addicting. When you have really, truly, and genuinely tasted your destiny, when you have tasted it, that taste will never leave your mouth. And you will long, hunger, and thirst after it. That's what happened to Elisha. And the Bible teaches us, and you can read the story, he left everything. If we could put it in today's terminology, he burned the family store. He burnt his bridges. He took the implements of the oxen. He burned them. He took and he slew an ox and he fed the people. To feed the people speaks of the teaching ministry. True prophets, true prophetic people are first and foremost teachers and the preachers of the Word of God. He burned the old to embrace the new. The man who was the man submitted himself to another man, so that one day he could become the man of God. Because he tasted what he could become. So Father, I just seal this word in every heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl here today. And I'm asking God that you will begin to stir in us a hunger. A hunger to pursue you. A hunger to pursue the destiny. A hunger to pursue the prophetic ministry. I pray, God, today that you will baptize every one of us in the love of God. That everything we do will come from, stem from, flow from love. That our words will be filled with love. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just seal this word. I seal these words. And that the audience in this room today are going to take the prophetic anointing and transform this region one soul at a time, one life at a time, one body at a time, one neighborhood at a time, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we right now release a fresh prophetic anointing over this house, over this region, over this territory, and over this region now. In Jesus' name. So I'm going to ask you to do today, if you would like for me to lay my hands on you, if you would like for me to impart to you, if you would like for me to lay my hands and believe God for a transfer of a fresh prophetic anointing in your life. If you would like this, I'm going to ask if you would to please stand and come. And if you would just make a line from here, if we have to, all the way across the building. I simply want to lay my hands on you by faith and believe for importation and activation. So if this is you, just step out and come. No coercion, no manipulation, no witchcraft, no domination. No one's forced. No one's made to do anything. If you want to, please come. And we're going to believe by faith in the name of Jesus. I'm believing today that every single life is going to be transformed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, I thank you for your people. I thank you for your precious people. I thank you for these lives that are here today. I thank you for world changers, life changers that are in this room this morning. Just press right on there, honey. Just come on in. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, young man. So good to see you. I love to look in people's eyes. I love to look at people. Created in the image and likeness of God. Created in the image and likeness of God. Brother, I keep having this reoccurring vision of you every time I see you. So I'm just going to have to say it. And it's a picture. It's a vision. That God has given you land. Wide open land. And that you are to take ownership of that land. And he's given you a John Deere tractor. Okay, this is specific. Because it speaks of a lot of things. First of all, John means grace, gift of God. Deer means dear, close to his heart. Brother, I feel this anointing right now. This is a picture of you. You have to understand yourself as a gift. You are a gift from God to this area, to this region, to the people that he sent you to. And you are dear to his heart. As John lays his head on the breast of Jesus. That's a place of intimacy. Mm-hmm. That's your place with him. But you are on driving, riding this tractor. God has given you a field. He's given you land. And you're going to bring forth a harvest on that land. You're going to bring forth a harvest on that land. There's something about John that I want to pray on every one of us here. In fact, let me encourage you as prophetic people to fall in love with St. John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, the letters. The book of the Revelation. Because John was not only one of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, but he was the apostle of love and one of the greatest prophets that ever walked on the planet. To be entrusted with the book of the Revelation. What is the foundation of true prophetic ministry? Love. That's it. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Paul said, if I have the tongues of men and angels and understand all mysteries but have not love, I'm nothing. Did you know that John was the only apostle at the cross? And that Jesus literally bestowed upon John the greatest ministry of all. What was it? His own mother. God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this room. Just breathe in. We're in divine presence right here, friends. I feel His presence so strong. He said, "Woman, behold your son." He looked at John. He said, "Behold your mother." Don't you hear something? You don't turn the care of your mother over to just anybody. Jesus turned the care of His own mother over to John. Because John had and held a very significant place. What I'm going to tell you right here, we could take hours to study out. But listen. Jesus' ministry, He had one. That was John. He had three. Peter, James, and John. He had the 12 apostles of the Lamb. He had the 70 disciples. And He had the multitude. And what God's showing us in that is that there is that one special one. Elijah had that Elisha. Paul had that Timothy. Moses had Joshua. Jesus had John. And what that's saying is that in your life, you're going to have a special one. You may have more than one. But at times, there will be one. There'll be three. There'll be 12. There'll be 70. And there'll be a multitude. But that one is the one that becomes the most like you. That's John. So Father, I release that over all of us in this room today. That we will be the ones that lay our head on the chest of Jesus. You know what happens when you lay your head on someone's chest? You hear their heart. You feel their heart. And you know their heart. You hear it. You feel it. And you know it. To hear His heart. To feel His heart. And to know His heart. Now we're getting prophetic. It's not just about things about people. It's the heart of God. It's the heart of God. So Father, I release this over your people that are in this room right now. A fresh importation, a fresh activation of the prophetic anointing, the seer anointing, the heart and the love of God in Jesus' name. By faith, I release this to you now in the name of Jesus. I release this to you now in the name of Jesus. I release this to you now in the name of Jesus. My dear God is breaking you out. He's breaking you into a new place. Rejection is being washed off of you. People have slung mud on you. It's being washed off of you. The two of you have stepped into a new place in a new realm last night. You're walking in it today. A greater authority, a greater anointing, a new awakening, a quickening, a fresh awakening. Everything's becoming fresh to you and quick to you. The Word of God's going to become fresh to you. Areas that you've studied and areas that you've taught, you're going to begin to burn with an excitement like you haven't had in years.
Yes.
And I want to say this. There is coming an excitement on you that hasn't been to this level or degree in 15 years. 15 years. You need to hear that specifically, directly, and succinctly, because it's being activated now. And we seal it in the blood of Jesus. Father, I release this to your people. I release this to you now. Right now. Fresh. Lord, I thank you for the vessel you have created. Lord, I ask you to fill every area that needs filled today. Lord, I thank you right now for the strengthening and the impartation and the prophetic dimension. Oh God, bless our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our heart to receive. Thank you for your angels to guard, keep, and protect her, Father. I release it to you now. I release this to you now. In the name of Jesus. Sarah, I need you to come for me for a minute. Would you come for me? Let me have that shirt for a second. My shirt for a second. Lord, I thank you right now for a joining. Lord, that you will join what you have given me to what you've already given her. In the name of Jesus. Lord, for the strengthening and the building and the prospering of this work for your kingdom. I thank you right now for this marriaging and this merging of mantles in the name of Jesus. And Father, we release this, we impart this, we activate this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, honey. Honey. Father, I release this to your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I release this to you, my brother, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your life changed today. Your life changed today, brother. My dear sister, the power of heaven, prophetic mantle, prophetic anointing, healing, special place in your heart for seniors, older people. You're going to bring healing to them. I release it to you. I release this to you, my brother. Right now. You're going to stand as a beacon of light in the midst of men who don't know God. To be a light in the night to shine. Your laughter and your joy is going to draw them. In Jesus' name. I release this to you, my dear. The power of heaven over you. The power of heaven over you. I speak a new strength and a healing virtue into your muscles, your tendons, your ligaments. I break all the stress and strain of work and labor off your life to bring refreshing to you now. In Jesus' name. I release this to you, my brother. Fresh prophetic anointing. In the name of Jesus, in dreams and visions, and drawing and artistic. I stir this up in you, my dear. I stir up the artist on the inside of you. I stir up the artisan on the inside of you. I speak into that to come to a new level of expression. I just call those gifts to come forth. Express them. In Jesus' name. a call to those things. A new level of courage and confidence and assurance that yes, I do have Him. Yes, I do. And yes, I will. In Jesus' name. Lord, I release this to Your people today, God. Father, raise up this young man to touch his generation for Your kingdom. Lord, I pray You would grant this man an experience with You that he'll never forget. Lord, impart to him a touch from heaven he can never escape. Let the reality of heaven come alive in him now. In Jesus' name. I thank You for leadership rising up in him. In Jesus' name. They will follow You. They will follow You. I release it in Jesus' name. The power of the Holy Spirit over you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank You for this young man's tender heart and spirit. Lord, I thank You for his eyes. Eyes that see. Eyes that see. I thank You for the sensitive spirit. In Jesus' name, I just speak into that right now. I speak into that right now. I thank You for this man. Let him see the supernatural. In the name of Jesus, honey. This whole day since I've met you, I just keep having this recurring thought of you as a pioneer for the kingdom of God. And I firmly believe that there'll come a day when you'll go back and actually pioneer a work for the kingdom of God in your native country. What I believe is that you're here for a season. For divine connections and relationships. But that you're going to be a founder and a pioneer for a work of the kingdom in your native Australia. I believe that. I release that. And Father, we just ask You to make it real to her.
Yes.
To those that she's in relationship with. And that Father, You will impart to her everything she needs. In the season of her life while she's here, relationships, fellowships, training, impartation, activation, equipment, financing, everything she'll need to do what You've called her to do. And I seal this in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let the power of the Holy Spirit flow through you now, my dear. In Jesus' name. Fresh anointing. Fresh prophetic anointing. I release it from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Let that drama come out. Father, I release this right now. I release this. I release this. Brother, God's given you a very engineering mind. And God's going to use that for His kingdom and for His glory. Father, I thank You that the power of the Holy Spirit touches this young man right now. In Jesus' name, I release a fresh anointing into you to see your future. To see your future. I'm going to say something to you right now. You're going to rise up above all those in your family. You're going to be like Joseph and rise up. Joseph.
His name's Joseph.
Your name's Joseph. Imagine that. You're going to rise up above your brothers. I want you to study the life of Joseph. Study it very carefully. Because his life is going to mirror yours in many ways. Lord, make it real to him right now. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank You for the power of the Holy Spirit. The power, my goodness. Whew. I see You as a man over men. A man of authority. A man who stands in a position of authority. The word that really comes to me, brother, is foreman. You're a foreman in the kingdom of God. Not only physically, on a job with men under you, rough men, strong men, rowdy men, but you command an authority with them. But the word foreman is very important, because fore, F-O-R-E, speaks of before. It speaks of the future. Foretelling means to predict. So as a foreman, that shows you are ahead of the others. That means you're leading them. So Father, I release that and all that that means, that it come alive in His Spirit now, in Jesus' name. Honey, I release the power of His presence to you. I release the power of His presence to you. I'm releasing you right now. God is releasing you right now. You're going to dance for the King. You're going to dance for Jesus. I break off you all restrictions, restraints, constraints, constrainment, containment. I'm releasing you right now. I break off of you all false religions. I break off you all false doctrines. I release you by the power of the Holy Spirit to be free to worship the King. Free to express yourself in Jesus' name. I can see you actually bounding across the front of this sanctuary with your legs straight out, bounding in the presence of heaven. I release that to you. This will become a reality, that you will dance for the King. There's creativity. There's artistic ability in you. There's dance in you. I release it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. I release this fresh wind of the prophetic anointing into you right now, in Jesus' name. You have one of the greatest gifts of love on you. You have one of the greatest gifts of the mothering love on you. And there is something dynamic about this that people that know you would say this is true. That when you come into a place, no matter where that place is, everyone in that place says, it's okay now. We're okay now. Wherever that place is, wherever you are, the people there say, we're okay now, because she's here. And that is a powerful spiritual authority that you walk in. Lord, I release that. Let it be activated in her today. Let her see it for herself. In Jesus' name, I release the power of the Holy Spirit to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you for this tender vessel, Lord. I thank you for the tender love of this vessel right here. That she was created to bring an essence to you. When I laid my hands on you, I instantly saw the most precious glass vase, or vase, meaning the worth and the cost of it. Super, super thin crystal. That's you. Created for one rose. One rose only. And that speaks of the Lord Jesus. Wow. Lord, let her see this right now. Let her see this right now. In Jesus' name. I cover you in the blood of Jesus. And I ask, Father, you protect this young lady. Let no person, no man, no individual ever harm her in any way, shape, or form. In Jesus' name. The rose of Sharon. You are created to carry him. In Jesus' name. Lord, I release the power of the Holy Spirit to you right here. God is quickening you right here, right now. You're going to begin to see yourself like never before. The things of the past and the things of the physical, the things of the generational, the things of the hereditarial, are washing off of you. It makes no difference the things of the past. It's the things of now and the things of the future. I see you right here and right now saying goodbye and closing the door behind you forever to embrace a newness of life, a newness of future. God is anointing your eyes to see right now, to see like you've never seen, and to fulfill the things that God has ordained for you to fulfill. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I call you forth. I call you forth. I call you forth. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I release your presence to your people right now. Not the touch of a man, the touch of God. Lord, I awaken the destiny. I awaken the purpose that you have placed within this vessel, that she will carry it to completion in the name of the Lord Jesus. Honey, I break off of you every assignment against your mind, against your ability to study, to learn, to focus. I cut this thing off. I cast this thing out. I rebuke this. Release her now. Any and all blockages to learning, to focusing, be released right now. And I thank you, Father, for a quickening of her mind, a quickening of her anointing to learn, to focus. Stay focused. In the name of Jesus. Honey, I believe something has happened right here that's going to change your life forever. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I believe that, Father. Right now, the power of your Holy Spirit. Fresh anointing, God. Fresh anointing, God. In the name of Jesus, you're coming to the front. You're coming to the front. You're coming to the front. Your dreams, your visions, your revelations matter tremendously. 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 God, I release this. I release this. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the prophetic song that's coming. In Jesus' name. Right now, my dear, I release this to you. Father, I thank you for the destiny that you have placed inside this vessel. I thank you for her love and care for people. Lord, I thank you for her love and concern for others. I know that you're a young girl right now, but God has given you something very special. And it's what I like to call the gift or the grace of conscientiousness. And what that means is that you're aware, you're conscious of the needs of others. And you're always looking out for the needs and the cares of others, even in your young way. But this is something that you carry in. Something that will flow from you and through you all the days of your life. Because you're a caretaker. You're a caregiver. You care about the state and the case and the cause of others. So Lord, I just speak into that today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I release this fresh prophetic anointing. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, writing that have flowed through him right now. Brother, your creativity has no end. No limit. No box. Be released in the name of Jesus. Father, I release this today. I release this fresh anointing right now. The power of the Holy Spirit quicken you, awaken you, and strengthen you. In Jesus' name. This is what I hear right now. Silent warrior. Silent warrior. And what God has shown me is that a lot of what you do is done unaware to many other people. That your discourse and dialogue with the Lord is often in a secret thing, a secret place. But you stand in a place of authority that He has given you, and that you often war in secret and silence. But you are having a dramatic effect on the region around you. Silent warrior. Let it come alive in His spirit. Let Him see it, let Him understand it. Take it beyond this moment, God, in the name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you now. Lord, I release this anointing. Ooh, my right hand is burning right here. Father, I release this. I release this upon this vessel that You've ordained to come in the earth for such a time as this. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank You for the lives that are going to be impacted through this man's life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask You to raise him up. Raise him up, Lord. Influence this generation for the kingdom of God. Activate gifts and talents and abilities, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let the healing power flow through you right here. Let the healing fire burn through you right now. There's a great fire. There's an intense fire on you right now, my friend. God, He's encountering you, and you are encountering Him right now. Right now, there's a life-changing fire burning into you. Not only is He healing you and quickening you, but He is empowering you. He's enabling you. The fire of heaven is going to rest on you, brother. You're going to burn with holy fire. There's a holy fire in this room. Just receive everybody in this room. Just receive it. We're standing in the fire of heaven right now. Our God is a consuming fire. Thank You for Him, Lord. Raise Him up as a leader for Your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the power, the fire of heaven. Transformation has come today. I release it to you, honey. You'll never be the same. Let the songs, let the hymns, let the spiritual songs, let the poetry, let the writing come. For I've placed a pen in your hand, says the Lord. Take it. Write with it. Let me create through you works of inspiration. That I will use to draw people to myself. I release it to you now in Jesus' name. The power of the Holy Spirit transforming your life today, my dear. The doors to the past have been sealed with the blood of Jesus. You're going forward from today. New doors are opening for you. You're going to walk in a place of confidence that you've never walked in before. God's going to shine through you. I see you walking with your arms out and your hands are spread, your fingers are spread wide. And others are coming and they're taking your hand. Children are going to come take your hand, and then another will take their hand, and there'll be chains of people, if I could use that terminology, links of people. They're going to connect to you. As you reach out your hands, they're going to be drawn to you. I believe God's going to open that ministry for you. I believe God's going to touch young people through you. They're going to be drawn. And you're going to bring them out to bring them in Jesus' name. Lord, I release this prophetic anointing now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I release this fresh wind upon your people. Eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to receive right now. In the name of Jesus, brother, I release it to you. My brother, I release this to you now, the prophetic anointing, for you to see yourself like you've never seen yourself before. Lord, I release it now in the name of Jesus. I release this now in the name of Jesus. I release this now in the name of Jesus. Honey, I kept looking at you earlier. You were sitting in the back there. I just kept sensing about you over and over. So I want to just call out and draw out of you not only the artistic, but also the creative, the drawing, the writing. I just call this forth from you right now. God wants to use you as an expressive vessel for the kingdom of God. So we just call to that. We draw on that. Stories come forth from you. Books come forth from you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I release this prophetic anointing. I release the prophetic anointing upon this young lady right now. People will be drawn to you. They're drawn as moths to the flame in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for this, for leadership on this family, a drawing leadership on their lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, influence, influence. There's influence for this family with people in this region. Lord, I thank you for this right now. There's something about this influence with you. This might sound really wild, but I'm going to say it. The other young lady is your daughter that was here, right? When I keep looking at you, I keep seeing pageants, pageantry, like beauty pageants. There's something about that with you. And in that, there's a drawing, there's an attraction, there's a gathering, a joining. So, Father, I just pray that you will bring the clarity to this, the spiritual dynamic of what this means in this family, in the name of Jesus. That it's a platform of visibility, a drawing of attention for the kingdom of God. And I release that to you right now in the name of Jesus, a spiritual authority in your lives in Jesus' name. Father, I release this right now. The power of the Holy Spirit. I release this prophetic anointing. Whew. I don't know about anybody here, but there are waves of fire coming down. I feel waves of fire keep flowing here. So I release that into you. I release this into every person in this room. God, let every person here today feel the waves of fire burning in them, burning through them, purging in them, purging through them now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this young man. Let the prophetic anointing come on him to see like he's never seen, to hear like he's never heard. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. And we thank you for it, my brother. Would you come for me? Father, I thank you for this man. The man that you have raised up in this house, this region. And Father, we just come alongside him right now. Lord, we come right alongside of him right now. And Father, we link up right now. We link up right now. And Father, right now, we join together. We join together right now. This apostolic and prophetic for the furtherance of the kingdom of God in this region. Lord, we just submit ourselves to you, to your plan, to your vision. Lord, we're asking you to lead and guide this man of God, the pastor of the house here. Lord, you will supernaturally grant these men the wisdom for your divine design in the name of Jesus. For the birthing and the founding of more kingdom outposts, this tri-state area and beyond, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray today that the people will have the heart of their leaders. That, Lord, you will bring in the people that will be attached to their heart. And those that are here today, God, that they would have a supernatural reattachment of their hearts to this man, to the pastor of this house, to the authority of this house, for the kingdom of God in this region. And Father, we just submit everything. We commit everything that's transpired in this room today into your hand. Give us wisdom. Give us clarity. We bind all confusion. We bind the lying tongue of the enemy. We release a thrusting forward. A thrusting forward. A push of this ministry. That even as lava bubbles beneath the surface, and the smoke begins to rise at the top, and then the bubbling is released, and the spewing of the lava comes. We say today, let the bubbling lava flow. We bust off the top. We break off the barriers. We break off the blockages. We break off the ceilings. Let the bubbling power go. Whew. Father, I release this. We prophetically decree, we prophetically declare the pushing forward, the thrusting forward, a new strength, a new energy, a new vitality, a new life in the leadership and all the people of this ministry. We release the John 10:10 Zoe life into your people today. And we praise you, Father, that no one will be the same again after this moment. We lay claim to it. We capture it. We seal it in the blood of Jesus. And we guard it with our lives. That today we have received something of infinite value. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we seal it. And all those that believe, agree, and receive said, amen. Amen. To God be the praise. Pastor, my brother, take it from here. All right. Thank you so much.
This has been a good watch. It's about 14 years old. It's a $300 Seiko. Somewhere about 2 hours ago, it broke in the hands will not even move. As we know, the details are in yes, sir. The prophetics and the details. So I don't know all that it means, except I won't be wearing this watch anymore. But somewhere there's a new time. And we've entered a new marking of time. And things don't adjust, move the same way that they did in the past. It was a nice watch. We'll just have to get another one. Amen. I don't know how to end this. Your watch broke too. Well, praise God. Amen. Now, we didn't take up an offering for them. You just tithe and give offerings into this house, and then we treat them the best that we can. Got it? God's good. Enough said. We'll see you in 2 weeks, unless you're in small groups. Be blessed and take it with you. Amen.